and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is the last day of July 2023. Hard to believe, folks, another month and we're going to fall, and before you know it, and I'll be another year older in September, so wow. But anyway, welcome to this program. We got a special guest on like this. Never been on this program before. Well, I'll take it back. He was on my program, him and Tex Myers, together one night, but more than that, both of them combined, of course, different times. Back in the middle 90s, I started radio in March 93, and this guest tonight and Tex Myers joined me, I think, sometime in 94, 95 area, was on some time during that program, so he and I go back a long time together on the radio. So bear with me, we're going to bring up Jake Baker in a second, but don't y'all go away, I'll tell you what we're going to talk about. I do have a prayer request tonight for a lady named Nina. Nina had a stroke, and she's fighting that with everything in her. Would you all please remember Nina in your prayers? I'd appreciate that. I mean that. And a follow-up real quickly on Crystal's dad. Everybody calls this office on Thursdays knows who Crystal is. She's been my right-hand man, so to speak, in this office for going on 23, 24 years now. She knows more about how this thing runs in the office than what I do. As I told you last week, they found out her dad had multiple tumors in his head. Had one removed a year or so ago, and of course it spread. He's going to see a doctor tomorrow, a specialist, to see what they can do about it. They gave him some medicine that did help him feel better. He is functioning better with the medicine. But that doesn't take away the tumors and whatever the future holds. So please, if you would, remember Johnny in your prayers also. I know you have for a long time. But Johnny, his wife Judy, and Crystal, and Lane, Crystal's brother, the whole family. Lord, the prayer requests we ask before the Lord, we know are important, folks, because we mention to y'all because we know y'all care. So please keep Nina and Johnny both in your prayers. And by the way, the August edition of the Minuteman News come out today. I've already forwarded it to everybody on the email list. This one's over 70 pages long, which is bigger than normal. Yeah, I admit that. But I had to get a lot of things in it. And I want y'all to see the hard copy of what's happening in this world in every issue possible, folks. Everything from financial to police, state to government cover-ups to health news to the church news, all that's in this magazine. Minuteman News is absolutely free. All you have to do to receive it is send me your email address. And I'll put you on the email list. And all I ask you to do is, if you enjoy it, forward it to everybody on your list. Ask him to do the same thing. We can reach tens of thousands of people if we bind together, folks. We can do it. These are hard copy articles. You can print off yourself and show them to your friends if you want to. Print off the whole thing. I wouldn't care. But it's available to you. Just email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. The word start like you start a car. pastorbutch@startmail.com. Say I want on the magazine list. We'll get this month's issue out to you right away, and add you to the list to receive from now on, okay? Just share with your friends all I ask. Now, we're going to talk about a topic tonight that, well, the topic we're going to discuss, not maybe in this specific way, but we talked about many, many times in the past couple of years. We all know that been involved in anything that's going on in this country, what a hoax and what a fraud and what a cunning means of deceit they did to the world with the COVID pandemic or plandemic. We see now millions of people dropping dead, literally dropping dead or paralyzed or crippled because of this so-called COVID vaccine. It was not a vaccine, it was just a jab. It was a bioweapon, and it's doing its job. Now, folks, you all know that as well better than I do. But there's another problem that's come up over the last few months. And if you are hurt, you get an injury, God forbid, if you do, and you need blood, and you receive blood from someone who has gotten the jab, then you get the jab. You get it. You get it. Once you get the blood that's been tainted, you have the tainted blood in you. So even though you didn't get the jab because you knew better, you get hurt and got to have blood, you get vaccinated with tainted blood. Well, there's a movement on now to start something that I'm glad to see happening, we all should be cheering for, and that's a blood bank of pure blood. Not contaminated blood. Not blood's going to change your DNA as it did back in Noah's day when the fallen angels changed men's DNA and God had to judge the whole world. Noah was the last pure-blooded family on the earth then. This they're going to want to put together something that will keep people's blood pure the way God intended to be. And Jake Baker is one of the people that's working on this. I'm going to have him tell his story as to why he's doing it and share his information. Jake, are you there? I don't hear Jake. Are you there, Jake? Golly, I don't hear him. You still with us, Todd?
Yes, I'm here, brother.
There you go.
I am here, Brother Butch. It has been, you know, we've known each other since I came out with my second book, Checkmate, The Game of Princes, in 93. And believe it or not, you were the very first interview I did on Checkmate, The Game of Princes.
And that's been, like I said, 93. That's been 30, a long time ago.
That's been 30 years ago, my brother. 30 years we've known each other.
My goodness. I mean, go back a long ways.
And you know the amazing thing, Butch? For 30 years, you have done nothing but be absolutely faithful to the calling God has put on your life. You know, there's going to be a lot of folks in heaven that are big shots and have done all kinds of stuff. But you know who's going to shine like the stars in heaven? People like you who've been faithful to their calling, not because of the great things they did, because of the greatness of their faithfulness. You are a blessing, my brother, and I always, always appreciate you. So you are one of those people that are one of the heroes of faith because you never change. You're always serving God and doing that which is right in the sight of the Lord. So
well,
bless you, my brother. Good to be with you again.
Good to have you, my friend, also. Very good to have you again. It has been a long time, and I pray that what you said is true about me. I want to do what's best. As you know, you catch all kinds of flack and all kinds of nonsense over the years. You've done it. I've done it. Had a gentleman just sent me a letter today that said you were off base for about 3 months, so I didn't listen to you, but you're back on base again, so I'm listening to you now. And I don't know where I got off base at, but I really don't care because I'm going to do what the Father tells me to do. I don't care what the people think about it. I'm going to do what I'm told to do. And cover what I'm told to cover. So what people may think of me don't matter. It's what my Father says in heaven I should do.
And you know, the beautiful part of all of this is I'm right at 70 years old now.
You're still a kid.
And I finally got to a point in my life that I'm so close to eternity and so far from birth that I just don't care anymore what people say about me, because I know that heaven awaits me. And at this point in time, I'm not going to give a short fuse to anything God's given me to say. So I'm like you. I'm just trying to find out exactly what Yahweh wants me to do and carry it out to the best of my ability. And that, frankly, is why we got involved in Ironheart Bloodworks, because we knew We knew from the very beginning. I published a report, put out a video on it called 10 Pot Tyrants. And I said at the time that the real biological attack wasn't COVID. It was the vaccine that they were creating. Now, this was before the vaccine even existed. I said the vaccine they're creating is the real biological attack. And it will be two things, toxic and probably mandatory in most places. Yes, and, of course, yes. That's exactly what it was.
Yes. And, that's an aspect I hadn't really thought of until sometime after this vaccine, this jab was put out, is what does it do to the blood? And what if you get the blood that someone's already get the vaccine, which means that you're vaccinated? And I know that you've done some work on this, and you see what it can do to people. What are you seeing happening with people who have received this tainted blood?
Well, in the first place, let's look back and see what it was. If you go to Revelation, you'll find out that in the last days, people die of four things. They die of the sword. That's war. That's in the sock puppet that we have in the White House is very busily drawing us closer and closer to World War III with a nuclear Russia. So there's the sword. Famine. You've seen what they're doing. They're closing farms all across America and all across Europe. Governments are literally confiscating farms and taking them out of production.
That's true.
The Biden administration has banned exports from many of the Baltic states. That means we're not getting the potash for fertilizer that we need to even grow decent crops even in this country. So there's famine. Then it says some just die from death. Spirit of death comes on them. What does that cause from? That's probably fright, horror. It just overwhelms them. But the fourth thing they die of is called beasts. But if you look at that word beasts in Revelation, it's the Greek word therion. It has two meanings for beast. One is wild beasts. The other is venomous beasts. And what is more venomous than the kill shot that they have combined in with all kinds of, for instance, when you take the COVID jab, you're getting HIV, you're getting hemorrhagic diseases like Marburg's disease and Ebola. You're getting a hybridized Lyme disease, which has been genetically engineered for gain of function. All of those cocktails are thrown together in there. And a lot of this, by the way, is hidden inside the nanobots that they have injected into the mRNA vaccine. Those nanobots are time bombs. They're activated by an 18 megahertz signal coming from 5G. They cause them to expand. When they expand, they dump the payload, and that payload is all of those little goodies I just described to you. Now, we know the effects of the COVID shot already. I mean, they tested 46,000 soldiers in Italy from several different nations. Of the 46,000, 42,000 had an adverse reaction. 1,200 died. Now, immediately, USA Today and ABC News poo-pooed this report. They said, well, there is no confirmation that these people actually received the vaccine. A lot of them got placebos. Oh, yeah? Then how did 42,000 of them end up having an adverse reaction? How did 1,200 of them end up dying? A placebo doesn't kill you. So we know what the shot does. Attorney Todd Callender, by the way, if, I don't know if you've interviewed Todd Callender or not. If you haven't, you need to get him on. He is absolutely brilliant. He has one of those Tesla kind of minds. He runs eight insurance companies, and he is doing the actuarials because he owns all these insurance companies on the post-COVID era of the globe. Right now, excess morbidity is up 84%. His actuaries are fearing that before this is done in a few years, that actual excess morbidity will be up 5,000%.
Oh, my.
The European Union, their athletic association, is reporting they normally have 29 heart attacks in the course of a year with thousands and thousands of athletes. Since the COVID jab, The rate of heart attack has increased 5,000%, gone from 29 per year per average to 1,500 last year. Airline pilots, they had to triple the allotment for heart function to keep pilots in the air. That's how much damage has been done to hearts. And still, out of 44,000 airline pilot jobs, there are 18,000 job openings. You want to know why there's delays at the airport and we can't get flights off the ground? That's why. By the way, when corporate entities have jets that they fly around, guess what kind of pilots and crew they're asking for? They're all insisting on unvaccinated pilots and crew.
Uh-huh.
They don't want the pilot dying mid-flight. It's kind of bad when you're on a plane and the pilot dies. It doesn't make for a good day. Blood clots. We have blood clots now in people from 4 and 5 years old to 80 and 90 years old that are not, by the way, being measured in microns. They're not even being measured in inches. A lot of these are being measured in feet. A young football player just had a 3-foot-long blood clot taken out of his leg. He'll never play football again. These are the results of this Therion, Butch. This is what's happening to the world. This is the real biological attack. And oh, by the way, another little goodie that it brings on is it clouds the synapses in the brain. And those synapses took many pilots out of the cockpit because they could no longer handle the complexity of flying an airplane. Now, when you get all of that done, there is still one more gift that keeps on giving, and that is when the kill shot hits your body. Remember they told us at first, well, it stays at the vaccine point. Well, it doesn't. It covers the entire body, every major organ. And as soon as it hits your liver, it begins rewriting your DNA, meaning that you're no longer fully human. Well, here's the deal on this. There are brilliant scientists all over the world working on this problem. One of them that I am in contact with weekly. The rewriting of the DNA is a bit different than we originally thought it might be. It doesn't actually just cut a piece out and rewrite it. What it does, it puts a mask on it, like putting braces on your teeth. But the longer that mask sits on your DNA, the more it sinks down roots. So the longer it's there without being treated, the deeper the roots go, and eventually the DNA is, in fact, rewritten. There are, by the way, scientists working on undoing the rewriting of the DNA, undoing the clouding of the synapses in the brain, undoing some of the things that have happened. But, you know, Dr. Robert Malone, who created the mRNA vaccine, beg people not to vaccinate their children. He said, don't do it. You're injecting a viral gene into your child that is going to change their liver function. It's going to destroy their immunity. It's going to hurt their organs and leave brain lesions, heart problems, and most of all, it's probably going to destroy their reproductive system, which means this is the perfect tool for depopulation. Have you ever noticed that demoniacs always go for the kids?
Of course.
What was the first thing they did to stop Christianity in America? They threw God and the Bible out of the public schools.
Of course.
What do the transvestites do? And the homosexuals, they go for the kids. Why? Because if you can change the children, you have changed the future, Butch.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And, you know, I wonder, too, for all those who are vaxxed and need blood, they're giving blood from other people that have been vaxxed also. Would that not be mixed up some kind of concoction that would be, I mean, absolutely terrible to have in you? I mean, each vax can do something different. We know the different company made different kind of vaccinations. Why could that mean somebody who's maybe not had any side effects yet, but been vaxxed and gets another vaxxed batch of blood in him?
Butch, it is probably more dangerous for vaccinated people, and I want people to hear me on this because it's so terribly important. it is probably more dangerous for vaccinated people to take vaccinated blood than it is for unvaccinated people to take vaccinated blood. Here's why. If you took the vaccine, there's a pretty good chance you've taken one, two, three, four more boosters. When you take vaccinated blood, they don't just take blood into a blood bank. Number one, they won't take unvaccinated blood at blood banks. We have called blood banks all over the country trying to get them to take vaccinated blood. They will not do it.
Wait a minute. Are you saying they will not take vaccinated blood?
They will not take unvaccinated blood.
Unvaccinated blood. There you go. Okay.
Unvaccinated blood is forbidden. They won't take it. If they get unvaccinated blood, what they do is they mix it with vaccinated blood. And the vaccinated blood they get, they mix it with other vaccinated blood. So, if you're vaccinated and you take vaccinated blood, not only are you getting another dose of the jab and all of the boosters, you're also getting the nanoparticles. So now, instead of having taken the shot and one or two or three boosters, you may be getting a combination of three or four different kinds of vaccination with three or four or five different kinds of boosters, plus the nanoparticles that are time bombs just waiting to go off and kill you. So, yes, you are absolutely right, very astute, because if you take vaccinated blood when you're vaccinated, you are taking a loaded gun and putting it to your head. It is very dangerous. That's why we started Ironheart Bloodworks. At first, we thought it was for the unvaccinated. But after some studies came out, we said, guess what? Just being around, if you're vaccinated, just being around other vaccinated people increases the spike protein activity in your body. What do you think it does when you actually take blood from vaccinated people? It dramatically increases the spike protein activity in your body. So you're just praying for blood clots, lung disease, brain lesions, heart attacks, blood clots, all of the things that come with this kill shot that they're calling a vaccine, which is nothing more, by the way, in reality, than a witch's brew of a toxic gene therapy that they're calling a vaccine.
So what we're saying here basically is the fact that that's, I don't know how to even put this. I mean, if you're vaccinated and get more vaccination through the blood, you've doubled or tripled your chances of dying from it or being crippled from the vaccines.
Or quintupled or however many upples you want to go, because in reality, again, you're not getting one extra jab. You're getting the components and the toxins from three or four or five different kinds of jab. By the way, many of these have now been pulled off of the market by the government of the United States and by several European governments because of the propensity for heart attack and blood clots. But guess what? It's already in the vaccinated blood. So you would be receiving stuff that the government of the United States, that many of the governments of Europe have considered toxic, but you're still going to get it when you get vaccinated blood. And again, that's why Ironheart Bloodworks was created, because we said God's people have to have another way out. God always provides a way out. This is that ark. This is that life raft. This is that thing that, listen, I needed another job, like I needed a hole in the head. But I just honestly believed with all my heart that this was something that God had called me to do. So we dove into this thing, and we've put it together, and you cannot believe the hurdles they put you through to be able to try and save people. But God has been gracious. We have a number of people behind us. We have some brilliant scientists that are helping us in every way possible. So we are creating that life raft for humanity if they'll just get on board and take it.
Well, now, how long have you been doing this, Jake?
We started this about 6 months ago, and it has taken a very long time to begin putting all of the pieces together that you have to go through administratively, legally, et cetera, et cetera. We now have secured our first location just outside of Dallas, Texas. It's in the process of being built right now. We're buying the equipment we need. And by the way, we have a fantastic testing regime. Two scientists out of Princeton came up with an almost foolproof test for finding COVID vaccine in the blood. Now, of course, they didn't come up with a test to prevent you from getting the vaccine. They came up with a test to make sure that when you said you were vaccinated, you were actually vaccinated. So they came up with a great test that just doesn't miss because it detects vaccine because they wanted to make sure you weren't cheating and saying you were vaccinated when you weren't. So that's test number one. There used to be a linear test that took about 3 hours to get a result. This comes back with a result in 5 minutes. It can detect the vaccine serum. We also have a Dr. C.R. Hawk, and Dr. Hawk has come up with a program that tests the frequency of the COVID vaccine. He has determined that there is a specific frequency to the vaccine, and he can detect that through a scan almost immediately. So we will be using both tests. His probably is a bit more accurate even than the lab test, because when that frequency is there, the vaccine is there, period. But we've got the frequency, plus we have the chemical test, both of them. And we're going to run in each of our blood centers. It's a blind test by two separate employees who do not talk to each other about the tests. They simply file the results, and we put those into two places. One set of the results, which are, and the two sets are both identical, one set goes into the cloud, and that is in on the Internet. The other set, which is our private set of the same information, goes into a closed-loop system that is not on the Internet and has not got any access from the outside. So that even if somebody hacked our records on the outside in the cloud, they could not get to the records inside, which is private storage that never sees the Internet. So those records can't be hacked because no one can get to them except the authorized personnel within Ironheart Blood Works.
Well, are the facilities set up now? Are they operating?
We're just starting the first one right now. We've just taken the lease. We're building it out. We're getting the equipment hauled in. So it will be operable in the next few months, which is why we're starting to do radio interviews and talk about it now, because this is the ground floor. This is the time when we will be able to start collecting blood in about 30 to 60 days. We'll be able to start collecting blood and making that available to the American public and to hospitals and et cetera.
Hang on through the break. Folks, a lot more to talk about and phone calls and questions. I think this is a very important topic. I truly do. Especially if it's you that's hurt and needs blood, you can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All righty, folks, we're back, and we're talking to Jake Baker about a job he's trying to do right now that's utterly important, and it could save thousands of lives in the near future. And people say, well, Pastor, you're not preaching salvation. You're not preaching Bible. Yes, I am. Absolutely, I am. Trying to save innocent people's lives is Bible. Read the Proverbs 24, 11, and 12. Read it for yourself. If I don't try to save innocent lives, then the blood's on my hands. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. People who may have been deceived in getting the vaccine, people who maybe have not got the vaccine but are needing blood, we're trying our best to get them to understand what's going on here. That's my job as a pastor and as a Christian. And if y'all have somebody's problems with that, then you need to go back to read your Bible and ask what your duty is on earth. You know, I'm going to say this and got to move on. I get kind of aggravated and frustrated. Everybody wants those stones at the ones bring the message, but nobody else wants to bring the message. So go ahead. Do what you want. And by the way, we were going to have Doug Hagman on this past Wednesday night. You know that I wasn't there because Todd had an emergency at home. But Doug will be with us next Tuesday to join us on the program. I'm looking forward to that very much. The man is he's getting to be a legend. He's been around for so long doing this way he's been doing. And Jake and I were talking during the break there about my theme song. It's the same one I had when I started 30 years ago. And Jake, that song has been this is war. We've been at war, hard war, for the last 30 years. And as a whole, we haven't done so well as the church in America because most churches have no idea there's a war going on. You agree?
Yes, we, unfortunately, Brother Butch, we have been the spiritual equivalent of Ukraine. we bluster and we blow, but we're getting our butts kicked every way we go. And the reason being, quite honestly, they've been at war, we haven't.
That's true.
We've been sitting around being religious. They've been sitting around being spiritual. Now, the spirit that they honor is a dark spirit. It is, as Jonathan Kahn says, the return of the old gods. And there are signs. For instance, way back in the 60s, actually, you can go back to 1917, the spirit of Baal came in 1917, the passage of the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax. All of that was about the controller. All of that was about the master, the possessor, the owner, because they took control of your money. Then we had the direct election of senators at the same time. 16th, 17th Amendment. Why is that important? Because it democratized it, despite the fact the Constitution said you cannot do that. They ignored
it. That's right.
Now, there is one last sign that comes upon a people or a nation or even the entire world. And when you see that sign, I can tell you, without any shadow of a doubt, judgment is coming. You go back to Genesis. And every thought they had was evil continually. Well, what were the things that were going on? Sexual perversion in every way. Angels sleeping with the daughters of men. Angels involved in bestiality. Angels involved in every evil under the sun. Man involved in every evil under the sun. And that madness, God said it made him sorry that he had even made man, because he saw what man was going to. But you want to know what a God is that we serve? The greatness of our God? Go back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God made a world. He knew what it was going to cost him. He knew that he would have to offer up his own son as a sacrifice. But all of the goats and the bulls and the bullocks weren't going to do the trick because they were imperfect sacrifices, incapable of handling, of holding, of absorbing the perfect wrath of Yahweh for sin. He knew there was only one perfect sacrifice, his son. Yet he created the world anyway. That is the love, the redemptive nature of the Father. But when man's evil reached a pinnacle of madness, he destroyed the earth. Sodom and Gomorrah. The spirit of madness came on them.
Well, you know, that's one of the curses, Jake. And Deuteronomy 20:28, God himself said, I'll smite them with madness. That's what's happened.
So,
and sin causes insanity.
Comes on us. The madness came on them, and the angels were ushered into the house, into Lot's home. He offered them his virgin daughters. They said, no, we want the angels. God sent blindness, and they still groped in the darkness for the door handle to get in. That's madness.
Yes, it is.
God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone. Nazi Germany. Madness struck Nazi Germany. When did it hit? Just prior to Hitler coming to power. Look what happened. The Weimar Republic was known for a number of things. One of the things they were known for was their sexual perversion. Transvestism was common in the Weimar Republic. They had the first clinic for sex change operations. That madness was followed by what? Adolf Hitler and the monsters of the Nazi regime, and eventually the destruction of all of Germany.
We're getting off the original topic. What you're saying is absolutely right, because you can see this happening totally in America today. I mean, we started off on the track of this madness back in the 70s, we started talking about gay. They didn't use the word sexual perversion. They used the word gay. And in the 70s, then it went up from the 60s, 70s, right on up. And then Bill Clinton had Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Went on from there. And we swapped over to being a totally perverted, insane nation. And then God gave us the leader we deserved, Joe Biden. Now we have the military, totally perverted now as a whole, flying the rainbow flag over the American flag. And now, when God sees the American flag, he sees Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what we have done, folks. And I said, we've allowed it. The people have allowed it. But also, I believe that the COVID was a test for the world. I do believe that this was a test for the world to see what the people of God would do. And the church as a whole, especially in America, failed the test miserably.
Oh, man.
We let our new God, the one that feeds you, clothes, and houses, that's the government, shut down the so-called house of the God. They made us stay home, put on a mask, walk, stay 6 feet apart, and the people, out of fear of a virus, real or not real, makes no difference, out of fear of a virus, denied God before the world. And we think God's going to bless America. Go ahead, Jake.
You're absolutely right. And while it would seem as if we got off topic, in reality we didn't, because you're absolutely right. God sent a test, and he sent a curse at the same time. If you recall, Israel, under Jeremiah, was given a warning. There's going to come a military trial as a judgment to you, as a wake-up call. It came.
Yes, it did.
But Israel didn't repent. Israel did not repent. And 19 years later, a plague came across Israel. And then another military destruction. In America, 9-1-1-0-1, we get a military wake-up. The Twin Towers go down. The Pentagon's hit. A plane was on track to go to the White House. But they said it crashed. It didn't. It was shot out of the sky. But be that as it may, 19 years later, what happens? 19 years later, we get the same thing. A plague comes to our shores. We called it COVID. But the real plague wasn't the plague. The real plague was just a very, very, very bad flu with a great PR agent that scared us all to death. So we would do what? Take the real biological attack, which was the COVID injection. There are patterns to God's people. You know, you look back to Genesis 48. Jacob, in blessing the children of Joseph, created a new tribe, the tribe of Ephraim, because he gave them the adoption of sons. We know that later on, Dan was thrown out of the 12 tribes and was replaced by Ephraim and Manasseh. Over 150 times, God talks about Ephraim in Scripture.
That's right.
At the end, at Revelation 6 or 7, at the 144,000, all the tribes are mentioned except Dan and Ephraim. Manasseh's listed. Why not Ephraim? Because Ephraim had changed. Jacob said, and God said later on, that Ephraim was his firstborn. So Ephraim and Israel became synonymous. They are interchangeable. The same name for Israel is Ephraim. So he didn't list Ephraim in the 144,000 because that was Israel. And what was Ephraim? The Gentile believers that had been folded into God's tribe, to his loved people, his beloved people. So Paul says, once Gentiles, you were aliens and strangers, afar off from the commonwealth of Israel, but now you have been brought nigh into the commonwealth of Israel. How? Because you are Ephraim. You have been brought into the Gentile nations. So we have been brought in, and guess what? That means all those promises inure to us. But what it also means is this. We are the not a replacement of the Hebrew people, an addition. And because of that, we are going to follow the patterns of Israel, and God is going to follow the patterns of Israel as he deals with us.
Well,
abominable things.
There's so much in this direction. Boy, we spend hours on this. I believe America was considered the new promised land, so to speak, and started off on the godly foot right from the Mayflower Compacts right on up, and we blew it. But that is what it is. It's just a situation now that I can see that this COVID nonsense is killing people all over the world, and I doubt that it will, but I'd like to see Fauci and a bunch of them at least put in prison what they've done. I don't see it happen. They're protected. But now there's going to be something else coming in this country soon.
Yep.
I don't know if it's going to be the same kind of plague, but very soon we're going to see something just as scary or scarier, because many people now have their eyes open to COVID. They realize, hey, we were conned. We were conned. And I don't think they'll fall for that exact scenario again. What's next? I don't know. But people were so scared of COVID that I refused to wear a mask. I didn't wear a mask. I would not wear a mask. I didn't go see a doctor.
Either.
I wouldn't get where I didn't wear a mask. I wouldn't do it. I didn't stay 6 feet apart. I went to the stores. And I didn't have a whole lot of trouble anywhere I went, but I just said, I'm not going to do it. And if you need me to wear a mask, I won't come in. I wasn't trying to be cocky or a smart aleck, but I was convicted in my spirit, I can't do this, and I wouldn't do it. And we got pressure from family, of course, everybody else. But now some of the ones that did this look back on and realize, hey, we were fooled, and you were right. I was told this by somebody who used to pastor a church years ago, told me when I saw her the other day at a store, and she said, you were right many years ago. We just couldn't understand it. But this is where we are today.
Which is funny because some time ago I did a little video about ricotta cheese and COVID. I was at the grocery store. I went to Walmart. And, you know, that you have to have a mask around your neck to get in. So I pretended like I was wearing the thing, right? So I go into Walmart. First thing I do is pull it right back down because I'm not going to wear the stupid thing. It's unhealthy. It's a disease collector, and every time you undo it and shake it, you're sucking all that disease right in. So I wouldn't wear it. A guy came up to me when I was looking for ricotta cheese. Katie wanted to make a lasagna. And he jumped me. He says, where's your mask? And I said, I don't wear a mask. It's right here around my neck. Can't you see it? He said, you should be wearing a mask. And I said, sir, let me ask you a question. Do you think that mask really protects you from COVID? He said, absolutely. And I said, look, then, you got your mask on. You're protected. What do you care if I get it and die for? It's none of your business. Let me go. Let me die. It's my business. You're good protected. Shut up. Go do your shopping. I got to get ricotta cheese. So the point is this. I'm not in the habit of doing things to please others, nor do I have the time at this point in my life to suffer fools gladly. There are things God has given me to do, and one of those is not to wear a mask and look like some sort of deranged bank robber or cheap thief getting ready to go into 7-Eleven and grab the money and run. I'm 70 years old, man. I can't make a getaway anymore.
I'll be 75 in September. You're still young. We better take some phone calls. We're running out of time here. Let's take some phone calls real quick, Jeff.
All right.
Or Jeff, Jake. I mean, I'm seeing this stuff come together here. And now that we're through this for a while, this COVID nonsense, now people are going to realize that, you know, they were duped. And they're starting to tell me so. But when we were going through it, it wasn't pleasant. You know, we were the June bugs in chicken coop. Everybody came after us because we were not following the... So anyway,
it was tough.
It was. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yeah.
Now, who is Manasseh today?
That's us.
That's for him to answer, not you, Butch.
Did you hear the question, Jeff?
I can get into who Manasseh is today. However, it's going to take longer than we've got on this program. If your caller doesn't mind, what I'd like to do is maybe the next time we're on, we can talk more about this. But I think Manasseh, to a large extent, is part of the establishment church that is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. But God is going to awaken his people at some point in time. I think I know what that wake-up call will be, and it is found in Jeremiah 50 and 51. And when you read Jeremiah 50 and 51, understand that the Babylon mentioned there has never experienced the things that it's talking about having Babylon having done. So that means it's talking about an end-time Babylon. So when you read that, instead of Babylon, read end-time Babylon, or if you will, America, and you'll find out a lot more about it. Because what God says is this. When he destroys end-time Babylon, Israel no longer has a big brother protector. So they say to themselves, let us look thitherward toward Jerusalem and make a covenant with Yahweh forever that will not be forgotten.
I did a teaching a couple months ago on America's destiny. But anyway, Mick, that's a good question. He said he'd like to get in more detail next time. Anything else you want to ask?
Butch?
Yes.
Nothing. America is USA is Manasseh, not the church. That's totally wrong. Now, who's Germany in the Bible? That's Judah, by the way. Now, Who's the enemy? It's Big Psalms 83. And you need to go back to the Word, boy. I'm the older than you are. That's one thing. I'll tell you that right away. Understand?
Okay. I got you. And thanks for calling, Mick. I appreciate you. Mick and I lean in some direction on some of this. I do believe the Manasseh is U.S. I truly believe that, but that's a different point to talk about another day. And we know and I just tell you what, I watch this all the time. I watch this, for example, Jeff, Jake, that the Pope just came out and said, we got to kill old people because we can depopulate the earth if we get rid of the old people, the sick people, get rid of them. And he said that murdering babies is okay. We're watching the enemy, the Catholic Church, the Catholic whore is a big enemy of the Christian Church. And so are the Zionists out there. They're trying to destroy the Christian values and beliefs. But then we know that. But anyway, let's go next to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in.
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Your guest spoke of suffering fools. Well, I'm the head of the list. And here's proof of it. Do you remember when Trump, I think it was in CPAC or something like that, he came out and he walked up on the stage and he walked up to the flag and he hugged it. Do you remember that picture?
Do you remember that image? Yes, I do remember that.
You know, if Hillary had come out with the shots, everybody would have said, wait a minute, now, this is the Wicked Witch of the West that came with health care to us and all that kind of stuff. But see, Trump was the perfect tool to bring it in. And that's how we're being manipulated. Your guest is absolutely right. It's a play. And I fell for it. I hook, line, and sinker, man. I did. And I don't know what to say. What do we do now?
Well, were you vaxxed?
No.
Good for you. Good for you.
No, I spotted that right off the bat. You know, when China, I was really scared when they showed all those videos where people falling down and flopping all over the ground.
Yeah.
But you know, China does not release information that's coming from inside its nation. So the only reason they were doing that is for propaganda purposes.
Of course.
Do you remember the videos of they had like a couple of cities they had locked down, and they had at night they had the electricity off, and people were just, they were locked into their buildings, and they were just wailing, just yelling and screaming. What in the world was that about? It was a psychological warfare against us, and we fell for it.
Of course. What do you want to say, Jay?
He is absolutely right. Yeah, he is absolutely right. Listen, when liars talk, they're lying. China is a nation of liars and deceivers. When they tell you something, it will be false. Even if there is partial truth in it, it will be mostly false. Our government is not far behind. The eight most dangerous words in the English language, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. When they're here to help, run. Because you're not going to get help.
Well,
what you're going to get is something completely different, and it'll probably kill you.
Well, sir, that's exactly what they say. That's exactly what they said to Chiang Kai-shek.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So,
and they betrayed the hell out of him. And I'm not trying to curse, but they set Mao up.
Well, sure
they did. And just like our bankers set up Lenin and Trotsky to take over Russia to kill the last remnant of the Christian Byzantine Empire in Tsarist Russia.
Well, we're in place now.
$20 million coming out of Switzerland on a train.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And I got to jump in my car, but I'm going to tell you this. So this way it is, folks, and Tom and Jake, y'all know this. Which leader in the world today do you trust? Which one is not lying to us? That's a problem.
I can't find one.
That's exactly right. Good call, Tom. Got to jump. Thanks, call. Appreciate it. Let's go next to Camden.
For those who want more information on Ironheart,
can
go to ironheartbloodworks.com. That's ironheartbloodworks.com. You
folks,
can read all
out.
Kinds of information, just a bunch of stuff there for you, including some Q&A and that sort of thing. So hopefully we'll be able to answer some of the questions people have there as well.
Okay, folks, ironheartbloodworks.com. Check it out. Could save your life one day. Let's go, Jeff and Ken. Jeff, come on in.
Hi, yeah. I'm just, when your guest was talking about his problems in the stores with the mask, it kind of reminded me of my situation, too. Yeah, I went in about the masks, never wore one or anything, and there was only a few people that gave me a hard time. One was an old woman at Walmart, I guess. I was looking for a frying pan anyway, and she walks up to me and says, "You're not wearing a mask." I said, "Really? How brilliant of you." And then she goes, I said, I'm exempt. Because I went to the store. Anyway, it's a long story how I am. But anyway, so I get in the thing, and she said, "Do you have any papers?" And I said, I kind of lost it, and maybe I shouldn't have said it, but I said, "I don't have to show papers to anybody." It was an older woman, especially not a dried-up old hag like you. And I looked at her with a look of death in my eyes, like, "You're going on the ground." And she, her eyes got really wide, and she backed away. You can't fool around with these people. But you know what? Should they act like a Nazi? I'm going to treat them like a Nazi. Maybe I should have turned the other cheek, but man, she really, by the way, she really pushed my buttons.
By the way, we do have a paper that exempts us from the mask. It's called.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, up here in Ontario. I'm in Ontario, and there's a little thing that says mask mandatory, except if you're. Have certain disabilities, and also if you have some medical thing, and you don't have to say what it is.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
so
my medical thing is...
I don't want to die from wearing a mask.
Yeah, my medical thing is I don't take crap from people.
I guess
that's a mental medical thing. But anyway, right, that's sort of my little anecdote. So it's a show. I like the idea. Bank, yeah, we could use one up here maybe. I hope I don't ever need it, but we could certainly use that.
Okay,
they'll be all
point.
Over the world before we're done. We've already talked with people in several countries, so we know that even which countries we're going to next. Although that's under our hat right now.
Okay, all right, good call, Jeff. Good questions. Thank you. And folks, again, that's the website is what again, Jake?
IronheartBloodWorks.com, IronheartBloodWorks.com. And we'll be happy to answer any questions you've got or require, if you require further information, we'll tell you how you can get in contact with us on the site.
Well, folks, I don't well say, well, I mean, this is, in my mind, a very important project. It is, period. It's in my mind or not, makes a difference. It's a very important project. One day, your life may depend on having this blood. And do you think, Jake, that the hospitals will allow you to send your blood into their facilities?
Yeah, well, in certain states, they don't have any choice. For instance, here in the state of Texas, where I live, whatever blood you request, the state law requires that the hospital provide it. Now, we can get blood anywhere in the country in less than a day, anywhere in the world in about 24 to 36 hours. So, yes, we can provide blood anywhere, and hospitals, and in most cases, will accept the blood. In fact, you can even store your own blood, if that's a decision you make, and we can store it for up to 30 years, Butch.
All right. We're out of time, Jake. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk in the future, all right?
Bless you, my friend. You are one of God's elect.
Well, thank you. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow night. You'll have a great night tomorrow night with Dr. Judy Mikovits. You don't want to miss that. Good night.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.